T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brian is the golf expert. You know, you catch Tee to Green Saturday mornings with Brian and Kevin Sylvester and Jeff Mitis, the PGA Pro. And Brian is with us right now on the Western Hotline. How you doing there, Mr. Koziel?
Good morning. I'm on my 6th protein shake already of the day, Howard.
You're bulking up. That's good.
Looking to get to 374 on the drive, huh?
Holy cow. Those numbers are insane. He had 16 drives over 350 yards this week. Just
instead of
crazy.
Brian, instead of just boiling it down to, is it good or bad for golf? I kind of want more open-ended. What does it mean for golf? I mean, if he's going to do that consistently, what does it mean, right?
Well, it probably, at least for the short term, means he's going to have a massive advantage and going to have a chance to win. I mean, every week that he tees it up. I mean, if you look at the numbers, his last 7 tournaments. Now, I realize a few of these tournaments are before the break where he wasn't as bulky as he is now. But he's had 7 consecutive tournaments where he's been in the top 10. His worst finish was 8th. So he's had a chance to win every single time that he's put it, you know, that he's gone out there to play. Obviously, the 4 tournaments that they've had post the COVID suspension, he's been right there going into Sunday with a chance to win. So when you are hitting these type of drives, I mean, the average par 4 on a PGA Tour is kind of in the low to mid 400s. I mean, he's hitting, you know, 360, 370. So, I mean, he's hitting 80-yard shots into greens, 60-yard shots into greens. I mean, even with, if you're in the rough, it's still a massive advantage. He's able to control his shots so well. And I want to give him some credit, too. He is putting well. I mean, you have to make the putts, but when you're that close, you can get it that close, the putts become a lot easier. So for now, I mean, you can't, probably a lot of these guys can't transform themselves into being this muscular, gaining this much weight that quickly. But I can guarantee you that we're going to probably see some people try to do exactly what Bryson is doing. The key beyond the strength, too, is that he's creating so much speed with his club on his downswing, and that is really, really where that ball is getting out and going. It's a combination of the two, but it's the club head speed that none of us amateur players could really come even close to without thinking that you'd even make contact with the ball without missing it.
And granted, Brian, there are some long 4s, there are some 5s, but it's kind of antithetical to what he was when he first showed up, right? The mad scientist, the guy that has the clubs that are different from everybody else. You know, if you hit it that far off the tee, don't you take 5 clubs out of your bag? Like, he had this entire identity as a guy that was going to kind of beat the game, and he has flipped it in how he's going to beat the game.
Yeah, he is essentially eliminating some of the most difficult shots in golf, which are those long approach shots in. I mean, he doesn't have to hit 4-iron, 5-iron, 6-iron, because he just never has that shot. I mean, even yesterday, on one of those par 5s, he had 220 yards out of the rough, and he hit an 8-iron. So, I mean, it obviously, you know, for all of us at golf, you know, as you go down into your bag in terms of the clubs, it gets a little easier to control where you want it to go. So, yeah, he is doing some tremendous things. The graphite shafts are supposed to be easier to hit in terms of length, but sometimes harder to control. He's figured that out. He's figured out a way to keep it accurate. So he's using what he can within the rules. He's obviously studied this quite a bit. You mentioned mad scientist. I mean, he was all about the numbers. He essentially wanted to be a robot when he started. All the clubs, the same length, all the irons, trying to recreate himself. If you watch his putting, too, he almost looks uncomfortable putting, but he's trying to take the least variability out of it. He wants his body to be as still as possible and just rotate the shoulders just barely. The rest of his body looks like a statue when he's putting. It doesn't even look comfortable, but it's working for him right now.
Howard, just to give you some idea, an 8-iron, 220 out of the rough, I might have as good a shot doing that as I do beating Joey Chestnut this weekend. Like, that is just
so
nuts.
It's not happening is what you're
talking
about. But, Brian, you know, you mentioned maybe you don't see it right away. How many guys could do everything he's been doing? Like, the whole, you know, adding weight, the muscles, the analytics, all, like, the whole package everybody's talking about
with him right now? It's pretty much the big hitters, and that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be committed to obviously wanting to get big, which I guess some of these guys could. But if you listen to some of the other golfers when they are asked about DeChambeau, who is clearly the buzz of the tour right now, they almost never mention like him being bulky. They mention his dedication to studying the game and studying the numbers and the fact that he spends every waking second trying to figure out ways that he can better himself in terms of, you know, where to be on the course with his numbers and his length and all that. So I was surprised. I heard quite a bit of interviews this week with other golfers asked about DeChambeau, and they never usually said, oh, I can't believe how strong he's got, or I can't believe how, you know, his diet, or I can't believe he's hitting at 370. It's all about his dedication to the game, how he's trying to figure out ways that are going to give him the best chance to win. So at least at the moment, the other golfers seeming to be very respectful of what he's doing. It doesn't seem like they think it's gimmicky in any way. And, you know, that does tend to maybe, I guess, make it feel like it's better. I was put up a poll yesterday about all the things you mentioned that he's been doing to see, like, do fans like watching DeChambeau or not? And it was very close to 50-50. So it seems like some people like watching DeChambeau, some don't. But he's definitely a rising star right now, if he's not a star already.
Matthew Wolff had a shot to be rising star status. He's already there. You know, if he had won yesterday, Brian, I saw the stat. He would have been the third or fourth youngest guy to ever win his second on the tour behind maybe Tiger and Rory and one other.
I saw that, yeah. 22 wins by 21. I think there was only four ever that have done that. And Tiger and Rory, the only ones recently. He got kind of a little, you know, introduction, if you didn't know about him, remember when he played in that match with Fowler and McIlroy and DJ when there was no sports about a month and a half ago. He's got that real quirky swing where he does that, like, twitch almost with his back to get himself started. And he hits it he hits it as far as DeChambeau can. If there's anybody right now that can hit it as far as he can, Wolf is the guy that can do it. I mean, the drive now, I feel like what DeChambeau and Wolf are doing in terms of their differential distance from the rest, it's kind of what Tiger did in early 2000s. Yes, it was obviously scaled back, but Tiger would be hitting his 3-wood and his 2-iron and his driver with a differential of maybe sometimes 40 to 50 yards from the rest of the PGA Tour field. And that's what DeChambeau and Wolf are doing right now. Yes, it's the length's been extended, but that differential is where they're gaining on everybody, kind of like Tiger did back in the early 2000s.
So are they going to make the courses longer because of all of this?
Well, I mean, back in the early 2000s, they did. Remember, it was Tiger-proofing all the courses. They made them longer. I mean, at some point, I guess, you know, they have to decide, are they going to try to scale this in? And a lot of people talk about the driver, which they have quite a bit of specifics on. But the golf ball is what most experts are saying is that they have to do something with. One thought is that on the PGA Tour, you would play a uniform ball. Everybody would play the same ball, and they could scale it back a little. I don't think there's too much money involved from the big companies like Callaway and Titleist and Bridgestone that make all these golf balls that they're always going to want to sell, hey, hit the ball farther, get the most length you can to amateur golf. But amateur golf's not the problem. Jeremy and I going out into playing at Glen Oak tomorrow, hitting a drive, whatever. We're not ruining golf by hitting it as far as whatever we're going to do. But it, you know, will these pro courses not be able to host events anymore because guys are hitting it too far? So the thought that Jack Nicklaus actually said it, when he says it, it kind of can gain traction of in a PGA Tour event, every single guy plays the same ball which also can be confined to kind of maybe bring that distance down. And they were talking about sponsors and money. They could still stamp it with the sponsor of, you know, whatever association they have with the golfer, but it would actually be the same ball for everybody. So who knows? Maybe that'll start to come. But one of the attractions of golf and watching professional golf is that we're all in awe of how far they can hit it. So, I mean, it's kind of like saying, you know, the home run. Like, well, that's kind of the biggest attraction to watching baseball sometimes, too. It's how far can these guys hit it. There's a lot of people that are attracted to it. So I don't know if the tour themselves wants to do anything to maybe ruin that.
Yeah, and I mean, he won one event this year, so it's not like he's won the last six in a row. Then you might get some drastic changes. One question that Howard had regarding scores being so low at a number of these events, you know, going back to Hilton Head, that's a course that was DeChambeau-proof and kind of Rory-proof. I mean, guys were playing station to station. I don't know, Brian, is there anything about the fact that the schedule was pushed off? Maybe these courses didn't have as much time. I mean, you know you're going to have a tournament years out, and especially these places that have them regularly. But could that have led to these courses deciding to just be easier, the rough not to be as punitive? I don't know if there's anything like that.
Yeah, I think probably maybe just coincidence is that some of these courses that they're playing do tend to lend themselves to lower scores. Last week at the Travelers Championship, which was in Connecticut, that course, that's where Jim Furyk shot the 58. That's where other guys have had. It's the second shortest course on tour behind Pebble Beach. So that tournament always has super low scores. This one that they played this week is a shorter course, a little bit more traditional. So I think maybe also, too, there is just a little bit of luck of the draw. They are playing some of the shorter courses that tend to give themselves bigger money. Bigger scores under par. So it might just be a little bit of that, too. Probably the test will be these next 2 weeks. The Memorials played at Dublin, Ohio, at Jack Nicklaus's course. This is usually a more difficult course to play. And they're actually playing 2 weeks in a row here. Just because it was supposed to be in Illinois, the John Deere Classic, they decided to bail on it because of COVID. So they decided to host two events at the Memorial the next 2 weeks. So this week's, I believe the sponsor is the Workday. That's Mickelson's sponsor. It's like the Workday Classic. And then the Memorial tournament that Nicklaus always hosts will be the second week. So there'll be two in a row. This course, I think, is much more difficult and challenging for these normal tour players. So we'll see. Now, if you're right, if somebody goes out and shoots 20 under at this course, now maybe they'll set it up different for one than the other. I don't know, but I know this course will be the most challenging that they've played since this COVID suspension break that play has been resumed. So if, you know, when we get to like the PGA Championship in August, that's supposed to be having, I was seeing some pictures, has a lot of rough going and things like that. So we'll see how maybe like DeChambeau handles that. Will he still just bomb it away and say, you know what, I don't mind if I'm going to play in 5 inches of rough. We'll see how that plays out. But maybe the next 2 weeks, maybe you'll see the scores come down just a little.
Brian Colzer with us. Of course, he and Kevin Sylvester and Jeff Mietis bring you the Tee to Green Show Saturday mornings at 7. Thanks for hanging out and chatting some golf with us.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
have
Brian.
A great Monday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.